My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Tonight, we talk Sleepy Hollow. It is, Tuesday, February 17th. We're going to be talking about Monday night's episode, The Awakening. I can't do it by myself like I always say it. I got Amy McCracken on the phone line. What's up, Amy?
Hi. I'm excited about this episode.
Okay, so let's just jump into this real fast. Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to give it a 9. I'll give it a 9. Do you want to know why I'm giving it a 9? Okay. Or you want to give yours first, and then I'll tell you? No, you go ahead and give yours first.
No, I want to hear yours first, because you always change your mind after I talk.
No. I'm not going to change my mind on this.
I give this a 10.
You give it a 10.
This episode, this was like a season finale right here. Mm-hmm. And I was telling my wife, too. I was like, this episode definitely redeemed. If you listened to our podcast last night when we talked about what lies beneath, about the evil creatures and the Energon cube, I just hated that episode. This one here, I was like, no. I mean, there was everything. This felt like a finale. This felt like old Sleepy Hollow. And then, of course, next week is the season finale, and then we get to see the origin of the Headless Horseman when he had a cool head, not freaking Abraham's head, but a cool head with the mask. It looks like Jason Voorhees with a battle axe. Mm-hmm. I love this episode. Loved it.
I would have gave it a 10. Now, I love that how Abby is, you know, now back in, like, the 1700s and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Love it. But I would have gave it a 10 if Katrina would have died, or at least got hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like her. Ooh.
So let's talk about the characters here. I have in my notes, now this episode, I mean, if you watch the episode, you already know what it's about, the Bell, which is taking over the town and making this big witch army, and it was going to be Katrina and Henry Parrish together leading the witches. And let's talk about Abby and Crane. Of course, they're trying to stop everything like they normally do. Mm-hmm. Dude.
Flint and Steel. We need to get Flint and Steel because, you know, lighters don't work all the time.
True that. That is true. Flint and Steel. My thing is this episode, I think one of my favorite parts is the Katrina and Crane discussion in the street.
He's like, what you say now, you can't take back.
That was in the beginning with the Bell and the – I mean, dude, they had some – I mean, I think I by watching this episode – I can at least say that Crane, he tried. Like every opportunity, he was like, watch your mouth, or this is your final chance. If you do go cross over in the dark side, we're enemies. But dude, that was some serious stuff with Crane and Katrina I really liked. Yeah. And Katrina, man, at first I was thinking maybe Katrina is kind of playing Henry Parrish.
That's what I thought too. I was like, oh no, she's just playing. She's playing. Me and Mike are not going to be right. We're not going to be right.
Dude.
Oh, we were right.
She is right. And dude, oh my God. And then I think I tweeted out WTF. I don't know if you saw it. Henry Parrish dies by the hands of Abby.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm upset about, too.
I'm upset because you and I, we loved Henry Parrish.
We did. We loved his evil little ways.
Do you think that's it? Do you think that's the last of them?
Well, yeah. He's dead.
You think he's dead?
He's dust. I think he's dead. I think, you know, when Captain, you know, whatever was in Captain came out and stuff like that, I think, you know, Henry is dead.
That's it.
I love the
guy that plays him.
Sucks, and, yeah. Because I was kind of hoping after the whole the hotel scene.
Right.
Where he was taking care of that little family. I was kind of hoping to see him, you know, come good. Not good, but be bad guy that takes care of, like, you know.
Well, he did. I mean, he was bad guy, and then he took care of those three squatters at the hotel. Yeah. But, no, I like Henry Parrish. I love that because he was just a great villain, you know, and I can't remember his name that plays Henry Parrish. He was just awesome as just a bad guy. And he was definitely a character that you even though he was evil, you really liked him,
yeah.
You know? And so it was, I was sad. I was sad to see him go. And when he dies, dude, did you see Katrina's face?
Oh yeah.
Like, dude, I was like, and when Crane goes, "Don't worry, Katrina, this is not your fault." I was like, "Crane, you just messed up right there."
No, I was like, "No, dude, you didn't just tell her. She's still a mother. Hey, she still has mother feelings." It's like, man, you better back up.
Oh, dude, she is pissed. And she time travels and she jumps back into, what, to 1781 is where, I guess, yeah, where they're at.
Yeah. Where we had slaves, and Abby, she does not have her papers with her.
Well, did you notice, even before that, which was so awesome, that when Abby wakes up in the forest and she comes on the road, that's the same road that when Crane came back.
Yeah, and there was, you know, pavement.
Yeah, and the 18-wheeler almost hits him, and then the horse and carriage almost hits Abby. That was just brilliant.
Yeah, I love that.
And then she doesn't have her papers. Yeah, because I was telling my wife, was walking around with the baby. And I was like, "Hun, Abby just," and my wife's like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Abby, she went into time, and then now she's 1781. And my wife's like, first thing out of her mouth was like, "Isn't she going to be a slave in those days?" I'm like, "That's why they're asking for the papers." Yes. So I'm like, "Oh."
Yeah.
And Abby wasn't taking anybody's crap.
Now, like, what is Ichabod going to do? Like, that Ichabod, is he going to?
That's going to be awesome.
Katrina's going to mess up a whole lot.
Well, I think because I think even Katrina, when she notices where she's at, I think she says
it worked.
But she also says the given name that she gave to Henry Parrish, her son's name. She's like, whatever his name is, Jordan,
Jeremy,
I won't leave you this time. So I think she's going to go. Yeah, I think she's going to go try to find him, which is going to totally change the history. But yeah, dude, the season finale. I'm telling you, but I'm a little worried, though. Amy, because this episode felt like a season finale. Like, it was like, oh, yeah.
So you mean our season finale is going to let us down?
I don't want to be I'm going full forward that this finale is going to be incredible. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I have watched many shows where we're like, yeah, second to last episode. And the season finale, you and I are like, what the hell was that?
I know. We were like, what?
So
they gave us that?
I know. So I got my fingers crossed. But I'm excited, man. Next week is going to be insane. So we know Katrina.
No, I didn't see a preview.
Oh, I did. Like, Katrina is on a warpath. Abby is talking to Captain Ichabod Crane. And, like, he's trying to say, like, what's up. And so, of course, she's probably going to say, I'm from the future. And hopefully he'll believe her, which I think. And then they talk about you see the horsemen. And so we get the horsemen back. And then the battle. Oh, yeah. It's going to be nuts.
And her ancestors are going to be there.
Everybody's. Oh, so it's going to be awesome. And that's why. I'm excited. I'm excited because I want to go out with a bang.
Well, is season 3 going to be like, are they going to have it the whole season with them, you know, in the 1700s?
Well, this is the deal. I recently, and I think you were in the conversation with us a couple times on Twitter, Sleepy Hollow Attic, and which actually on Twitter, it's at Sleepy Addicts. And I got to send a shout out to them, but they have a website called SleepyHollowAddicts.com. And I think when I tweeted out that we were watching, or I think we reviewed our last podcast, Lies What Beneath, they had sent me this petition. So apparently the sign the petition, renew Sleepy Hollow for season 3. So apparently everything's a go that it's being, I guess, you know, I guess it's moving to a different city to film.
Yeah, it's moving to Atlanta. It's leaving Wilmington, North Carolina, and moving to Atlanta because they said Ichabod cannot walk the streets of Boston in, like, now Boston in Wilmington, North Carolina. Wilmington, North Carolina doesn't have that, so that's why they're moving it to Atlanta.
Okay.
And they did say that they weren't sure if it was going to be picked up for season 3.
So I'm reading the thing here. It says, at the TCA CEO of Fox Network, Dana Walden announced the production will move from Wilmington, North Carolina to Atlanta, Georgia for season 3. However, did not confirm a new season. They're waiting to see the numbers come in or in the remainder of the season. So, of course, and in the beginning of this little petition, they say that last year Sleepy Hollow was Fox's number one series with its highest debut since 24. The season.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
it did great.
Muted the first episode.
But then it kind of went down a little bit. You remember? Because I think, and of course, because he even says this, the season was been tumultuous. One of the show lost focus, which I think it did, kind of.
Season one lost no focus whatsoever. Season two, it didn't get strong until last night, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean
they had some good episodes, but it didn't show me season one, like the hype for season one, until last night's episode.
I would agree with you on that. I think season one, I think you and I were like, oh, every episode is awesome. Because, of course, you know why, right? You know why? Because. Why did that start right there? That is so weird. I didn't hit anything, man. I think
that was weird. I thought you were going to play a clip.
No, that thing just shot off by itself. And, ooh, this is so scary. But, no, season one, you and I were told a fan. I mean, like, we were like, yeah, every episode. Because of the of course, the Headless Horseman shooting with a machine gun, riding a horse. So it was awesome. But I agree. I think it kind of got a little, what? But it was still good until, of course, two episodes back with What Lies Beneath. Jesus Christ. But this one here. So, yeah, so people, make sure you go to sleepyhollowaddicts.com and sign the petition. I signed it.
I have that in my tweet.
I think you have it in there. I'll send it to you in a few just to make sure.
Send it to me later so I can, because I got a lot of tweets.
Yeah, I know. And I put you on them, and then all of a sudden, it gets crazy on Twitter. So if you want to check out the website, and if you're on Twitter, @sleepyaddicts is where you need to go. And also shout outs to @sleepyaddicts as well. So make sure you sign the petition because, I mean, it's got to get a season three. Because wouldn't that suck?
It does now. Yeah, because God, obviously. Oh, just thinking about it, not knowing what happens in the season finale. You know, knowing what happened in the season finale, if they leave it on a cliffhanger, then I'll be pissed. I will be pissed then.
I will be pissed too. I think I will.
I will pick it.
I don't want to think about it.
Me and Mike and all the sleepyheads out there, we will go out to California and we will pick it.
And we will chop people's heads off.
No, we will not do that.
Okay. I'm just asking to see if you were going to go really hard.
No, we're not that evil. We will just pick it.
Okay. We'll just pick it. I thought we were going to make a statement because, you know.
Give us our shot. I don't want to make that kind of statement.
Okay,
I don't want us to end up in handcuffs, Mike.
Got it. Let's see what else. And I guess probably one
and
of the.
Life in prison.
For a TV show. And I guess all that craziness is going on, and then we have side story going on, which was kind of cool, seeing Jenny and Captain Frank Irvin dealing with their stuff. Of course, dude, while they're trying to push the bell around, Captain Irvin, super ninja, machine gun assassin, evil Irvin, shows up and starts shooting.
That was a little odd to me, because, I mean, last episode, he was like, oh, I'll take this, save my family, blah, blah, blah.
But I think that was the good Irving.
Yeah, because he did say do this before I went evil, and he knew he was going evil.
He was gonna go evil, so he definitely he goes rogue evil. Which I it was such a good episode. I didn't kind of complain, but then when I was like, why is Irving and Jenny just shooting in broad during the day? I mean, at night it's just like like 8 o'clock at night and no cops, nobody.
Because everybody was at home watching Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, stop it. That was dumb. That was dumb. Yeah.
That was great, and you know it.
Take that back. Okay. That's the only thing that I was like, what? They're making all this noise and shooting. But it was cool to see, and it was good to see the Medusa head back in this episode, which was dope. And they were about to zap his ass and make him to a statue. You know? So, I mean, if he wouldn't have died, my Henry Parrish, he would have been stone. So it seems like he's normal. He's good now that Henry's dead. So that's locked off of him. So now he's a regular person. So I don't know. That was cool to see. I'm glad that story happened. But shit, back to Katrina and Abby and Crane, and back in time and.
That's what I love. That's what I love the most. Okay, favorite scene. What was your favorite oh my God, if this scene was not in it, it wouldn't have been that great.
As much as I hated it, probably this is the showdown between with Henry and Crane and Abby. I like the street thing that they had, the standoff with the car. And I think it was probably the magic. And I think that's why I liked the Warlock episode with Salem. I would have to be a tie between when Crane shows up in the street and the car and Katrina blows up the car. And then, of course, the bell part where they shoot Henry. But those are probably my favorite parts right there.
Okay. There is some magical forces in the air messing with our show, because that is my favorite scene too.
Really?
Where Katrina blows up the car and we're like, oh shit, is Abby dead? That was my favorite scene.
So did you want Abby dead?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
I wanted Katrina dead. I was like, please just something happen to her where somebody kills her right now.
Not only is she hot, but she's a super freaking badass witch. And she's got the freaking Warlock book. Like, exactly. She's going to be, I mean, you thought,
she could have brought the witches back, but we history always repeats itself.
Well, she's definitely got a plan, because, I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, it's obvious that Henry couldn't do it because he was half man blood, half witch's blood, and she's a pure blood. So in my book, it almost looked like the Katrina hasn't even tapped into her evil power. Like, she's powerful. And she's going to be definitely a big giant adversary for Crane and Abby. It better get renewed for season 3, because especially we're going to see this battle and we'll see the horsemen and he's going to come after Crane. I think that's the big battle, because they show Crane on his knees and the horseman has his battle axe and it stops there. But then, like, we got to know what happens. Like, I'm hoping that this next episode they don't figure out how to bring Abby back to Sleepy Hollow, to present day. I don't know.
Oh, it's already, I mean, they've already got it. It's already edited, filmed, all that stuff. I think if they don't get picked up for a season 3, it's going to be one of those series that we watch and they're just going to leave us hanging and we're not going to know anything. And that's going to upset me.
We shall see what happens. But I think that's it. Next Monday, season finale. It's going to be nuts. It could be crazy, crazy nuts. So, I think
I'm kind of excited about the season finale.
Kind of.
Because I am. I'm excited about the season finale. Little upset that it's the last episode, and then, you know, it is the finale. But I'm excited that we're going to jump into the following.
Yes, the following coming up next in 2 weeks. Yeah. Kevin Bacon. I'm ready for some bacon.
I know. And I know all of our Fox listeners, you know, when we do Gotham and Sleepy Hollow, me and Mike talk about the following on both of those shows quite a bit.
People, but you know what? The following is a good show. So if you haven't picked it up, if you haven't watched season 1, because this is season 3, right? Where we're jumping into?
Yeah, we're jumping into season 3.
Season 1 was crazy, and season 2 was even crazier, and everything looks like Kevin Bacon's got everything okay. You know, he's in a wedding, and then all of a sudden,
exactly. And what's funny, tonight we were interviewing Chase Coleman. He was on the originals. And one of the questions was, a book that he would want to turn into a movie and stuff like that, or a book that's already been a movie, what would he want to play in? And he brought up The Shining and American Psycho. And then I jumped in and was like, you should audition for The Following. We're ready for the following.
You would like that, because then he'd be a hot serial killer, and you have a thing for hot serial killers.
I do. I have a thing for hot serial killers.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
That's why Mike tells everybody I live in West Virginia, so the real serial killers don't come and find me.
If you're a serial killer and live in prison, Amy will write to you and send chocolates.
Will not. That's where I draw the line.
All right, no chocolates. I'll write to you, but no chocolates.
Exactly.
Got it. All right. I think we're done with the Sleepy Hollow, right?
Yeah, we're done. Thank you guys for listening to us. And you did have to wait an entire week, so 2 thumbs up for that.
Yeah. So the season finale will be a Monday night on Fox, and then hopefully we'll be able to knock it out. Maybe we'll be lucky and the stars will be aligned that we'll be able to do it on Monday night. If not, we'll for sure do it on Tuesday. Who knows if we'll do a live show. Maybe we can do a live show, Amy.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do
one.
That would be kind of interesting to do a live show for the season finale. So that's it for the show. Don't forget, people, check out Variety Radio Online. All over the internet, the VRO.com, that is the website. That's where everything is. Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, and YouTube. And, of course, I can't forget about Twitter, at the VRO. You can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. That is where you can find all my goodies at. And, of course, iWatchMike on Facebook, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and iWatchMike on YouTube. And don't forget, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. They got the RSS feed there. You can subscribe on iTunes. Everything is there that you need to find past shows, upcoming shows, interviews, all that good stuff. Amy, let everybody know where they can stalk you on the internet.
Okay, serial killers and sexy stalkers.
You better watch yourself.
You can stalk me on Twitter, AmyVRO. That's the only one I'm giving out.
So we will be back next week. Thanks for everybody retweeting, sharing, all that good stuff. And don't forget to go sign that petition. Okay? All you got to do is go to two different spots, but I'm going to give you one. SleepyHollowAddicts.com. Go there, sign the petition so we can get that season 3 renewed. Amy, I guess you and I will chat very, very soon because we're going to be recapping the latest episode of Gotham. Bye-bye.
1981, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
Rest in peace, Henry.